Hey, what's going on? This is Jordan Wagner with PremierGuitar.com here with Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains. And how you doing?
I'm doing all
right. Right on. And Jerry's going to run us through his rig that he's using live for the tour for Black Gives Way to Blue. So you want to talk to us first about your amps?
Sure. Well, you know, generally speaking, I've always kind of used some sort of combination with a Bogner. I've used them pretty much from the beginning. The first couple records that we did, Facelift and Dirt, was basically a Marshall modified by Bogner, and then of course I started picking up some of his amps and stuff because I liked the mods that he was doing. So used the Fish for many years, and we still use that. William's using that right now in combination with a couple of other things, and I've been kind of toying around with it. We had an Ubershall running for a while. We're using a Bogner Shiva in combination with a Marsha, which is a Dave Friedman amp, actually, and it's a pretty cool amp. It's more of a kind of an overdriven Marshall type sound. We're trying to get a little more of that kind of metal edge with the Bogner, but we're still playing with it. You know, it was, you know, about a month ago, it was the Ubershall mixed with, God, what was it? Another Bogner amp. But right now we're running a Marsha and a Shiva.
So when you guys recorded the record, did you do any sort of like blending with those amps as well?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I've always kind of done that. So to tell you exactly what the combos are on each song is pretty hard for me to recall. I mean, it's there's a lot of them, and I like to work that way. It's really kind of for me, it's kind of what the song needs, you know. I mean, we used Orange amps, Laney amps, we used AC30s, we used Matchless, Marshall, Bogner, and plenty more, you know, in combination with different guitars to kind of create tones and textures depending on what the song really needs, you know. And I think a lot of that is just kind of experimentation, you know.
So speaking of your guitars, can you run us through the collection you're using right now?
Sure, yeah. You know, mostly my main guitar of choice is obviously the G&L Rampage and these two particular guitars. This one in particular, this is the first one I ever got. This is got this in 1984, and I think I got this in 84 or 85, both at the music store I was working at in Dallas. And they've always felt really right to me. You know, it's based off of kind of a Eddie Van Halen model almost, you know, kind of a wider, flatter neck with, you know, with a single pickup and single volume knob and a tremolo system. I've always liked the Kalers. For me, I'm a little heavy-handed, so that really affects the Floyd. I can't do that. I need to be able to clamp, so it's a little bit of a, you know, doesn't probably get the notoriety, I guess, of a Floyd, but it's a lot more solid for me. So G&L's pretty much in combinations with Les Pauls, you know, have pretty much been key to my sound all along, and I play them both depending on the song. I'm also working a few other new things in. I've got a couple of SGs that Gibson made me a couple of years ago, and these are kind of fun too. They're a little tough to keep in tune. You got to be a little bit more gentle with them on the neck because they bend quite a bit, but also adds to some really cool tones. I use some Tellys too. I use some G&L Tellys, which we don't have out here right now. And G&L is actually in the process of building a tribute model for me, which is based off of the original design with a couple of things that I modded. One was putting a Floyd Rose nut at the up here, a locking nut, because the mechanism they used back in the mid 80s was just terrible. I mean, it just broke and it was weak. It never really held. What else did we do? We changed the pickup out, and it was a Jeff Beck. This is actually a Motor City, I think, pickup right now. And the tremolo systems were also flat mounted on top of the body. But when you took the tremolo down, you know, the E would pop out of the saddle quite a bit. So what I did was kind of countersink it and give it a little bit more tension on that nut to keep that string in the saddle. So they're in the process of putting that out, and I think they've done a really good job with that. And you know, it's been reviewed a couple of times, and I think people are really digging it. You know, it's not a super high-end guitar, and it's just kind of a meat and potatoes solid guitar. It's made out of hard rock maple. The neck, it's got an ebony fretboard, and the body, I believe, is maple as well. So.
And what are you running effects-wise right now?
Well, generally, I like to keep myself kind of free. because I sing so much, and it's just too—it's too much stuff to do. I have a lot of multiple cues going on at all times, and it depends on what mic I'm at. So I really need a tech that is really my co-pilot to help run my show. And Dave is great, and we've been together not very long, but he is really, really on top of it. So he'll be running a lot of the effects, and he will dial things in from room to room, and also he kind of has a little bit of freedom to kind of play too. You know, every once in a while he'll surprise me on a few things, and they're actually pretty good calls. So we're working together as a team. Out front, I like to run the Crybaby and occasionally the Rotovibe. Dave also has a control over here with the Rotovibe as well, so if I can't get to it, he can pop it on for me. You know, if you need a little extra, you know, boost or whatever, we've got the tube screamers over there, we've got some flangers, some choruses, we also have a little bit of pitch shifting on a couple of parts. Also, we have recently switched to ISOCAB, so the stage is completely clean, and running in-ear monitors and doing as much vocal work as we do, keeping the stage clean, you know, not having to fight over it to be able to pitch is really key. So I'm really liking that, and I never thought I would, because I always like to, you know, you like to feel the right. Feel those amps hitting you in the back to kind of get that rock thing, but it's really clean and it's really clear, and having the speaker cabs isolated gives it a lot of punch, and it's really consistent from night to night, and even though, you know, rooms will change, you can at least have a pretty solid know what you're working with mostly every night, you know, even in a different room.
There you have it. Black Gives Way to Blue releases on September 29th. It's great talking to you, Jerry.
Oh, yeah, man. Definitely.
Yeah. This is Jordan Wagner, and you're watching PremierGuitar.com.